Florida Republican Congressman Tom Feeney, in the fight of his life in trying to be reelected to a fourth term in Florida's 24th congressional district, yesterday made a preemptive strike by airing a television ad where he apologizes for his role in the Jack Abramoff corruption scandal.
5 years ago, when I was first elected to Congress, I was invited on a trip to Scotland. I found out later it was paid for by a corrupt lobbyist. It was a rookie mistake, and I did everything I could to make it right. I reported it to the Ethics Committee, and I paid the money back. I embarrassed myself, embarrassed you, and for that, I'm very sorry. I'm Tom Feeney, and I approve this message because public service is about being honest, even when you make a mistake.
Critics say Feeney is fooling no one when he calls his journey with the disgraced former lobbyist a rookie mistake. Paul Dunn is the campaign manager for Feeney's Democratic opponent, Suzanne Cosmas.
Feeney's record reflects a pattern of deception. This incident was far from a rookie mistake for a career politician and former lobbyist. This only raises more questions about his unethical behavior, particularly in light of his vote to block a House ethics investigation into this matter.
In 2000, during the presidential recount, Feeney was a prominent face as Florida's Speaker of the House. At one time, there were concerns that the race would have to be decided by the Florida legislature. The partisan Feeney assured everyone that he would make certain that George W. Bush would become the next president. In September of 2006, Feeney was named one of the 20 most corrupt members of Congress in a report by the group CREW, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. He was listed in the first report by that organization in January of 2006, when he was one of 13 named members. The organization said at the time that, quote, his ethics issues arrive from trips he has taken in apparent violation of House travel and gift rules, and from his failure to disclose his ownership of rental property. Again, Paul Dunn, the campaign manager for his Democratic Party opponent, Suzanne Cosmas.
Suzanne's running a very strong campaign. She's running a strong campaign because she's talking about the priorities that represent this district. And those are the priorities that she's going to bring to Washington, D.C. And I think that's why we're seeing her, people respond to her every single day as she campaigns throughout this district, because they know that we need to change the priorities in Washington, D.C., and they trust that Suzanne is the person that will represent them best in Congress.